Phone Boy Speaks, episode 515, Waiting for a Good Battery.
Batteries are the bane of my existence with my mobile devices. If I don't keep my iPhone charged, I can be gone for an afternoon with it unplugged and use most of it. In fact, I'm sitting here recording this podcast on my iPhone, and it's at 31%. And I took it off the charger, I don't know, probably about 2 o'clock this afternoon, and it's like 7:30. Yeah, I use my phone a lot. What are you going to do? Anyway, there's a company, there's lots of companies that have tried to improve batteries and you know, you can improve the battery, or maybe using different materials, or maybe you can improve just how the battery is used. And this is the approach that Qnovo is taking, and they're a startup, and they're looking at the way rather than just treating the battery as a black box, right? They're actually trying to approach the problem of how to manage that battery with software. Now of course phones have battery management, but they still pretty much look at the battery itself as a black box. What these guys are doing is they're actually looking at the chemistry of the battery and making changes to how much power comes in or out of the battery based on how the chemistry is doing. And so one of the things that they claim to be able to do is, of course, do the quick charge thing, where they're able to get the phone, let's say 80% charged in 30 minutes type of thing. And But it's interesting because, yes, it's using, understanding the entire system, right? Which is, how stuff goes in and how stuff goes out. And, having the software help control that and work with that so that things work better. And so, and the goal is, again, not to change the batteries as they exist today, in terms of the materials, although that needs to change too, I think, but making the batteries themselves, last longer, right? Cause that's something else that happens. I've had my iPhone 3GS, which is now almost 5 years old, I need to replace the battery in it again because it's dying. But I'm not going to do that because it's kind of a waste of money, I suppose. But it's especially for a phone that's probably not going to be doesn't support the latest version of iOS or anything. So that's an issue, right? It's not only how long does the battery last in terms of hours to a charge or whatever, but how long it lasts is something that needs to be replaced. And that's always why it's been an issue that certain phones, namely the iPhone and some of the other phones that are out there now, have a built-in battery that can't easily be replaced. So have that battery last a lot longer is a good thing. And this is something also Apple's done with with their laptops as well, right? By making the battery, a little bit, building it in, they were able to actually, make the battery last longer because they could monitor it more closely and stuff. So the idea is sound, right? When we see this as a consumer product, of course, it's always the challenge with all these things, right? Is it remains to be seen if they are able to, come out with a commercial product. But I keep waiting, right? It's like waiting for a battery that actually will be the holy grail. It's that, we're still waiting, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.